Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've got this great stack of sources you sent over, and we're going to dig into them today.
That's right.
It's all about building apps, websites, things that actually make money, specifically for businesses. So the mission today is really to unpack all this and sort of map out your blueprint, maybe, for using these tools for, digital entrepreneurship.
Yeah, it's a really interesting set of tools. The sources lay out how things like Cursor AI, Node.js, Next.js, Supabase, and Heroku all connect.
Connect to build real solutions.
Exactly, solutions that businesses actually see value in, measurable value.
Okay, so let's start with the core tech stack itself. The sources talk a lot about synergy.
They do.
First up, backend. Node.js, usually with Express. The big thing seems to be JavaScript everywhere.
Yeah, that's a major point. Using just one language, JavaScript, for both your front end and back end.
And the benefit there is.
Well, it cuts down on that mental juggling, switching between languages. So development cycles tend to get faster.
Okay, makes sense. And then pairing that with Next.js on the front end.
Right. The React framework, great for dynamic UIs, and the sources really highlight its performance and SEO advantages.
How does it help with SEO specifically?
Through things like server-side rendering, SSR, or static site generation, basically, pages load faster and are easier for search engines like Google to understand.
Which is pretty crucial if you want clients or their customers to actually find the thing you built.
Absolutely critical.
All right, moving down the stack, Supabase. This seemed to get a lot of attention in the sources as a kind of back-end toolkit.
Yeah, backend as a service is the term. It bundles a lot together: database, user authentication, file storage, even serverless
Oh,
function.
that saves setup time.
Tremendous amounts, according to the sources. Instead of wiring up all those separate pieces yourself, Supabase gives you a ready-made foundation, and it plays really nicely with Next.js.
Got it. Okay, so you've built your app now, getting it online quickly. Heroku comes up.
For deployment, it's known for being pretty straightforward, like a simple git push command.
And your app is live.
Yeah, in minutes sometimes. Really good for getting MVPs or prototypes out there fast.
But there was a warning, wasn't there, about the free tier?
Yes, a very important one. The free eco tier is fine for like testing or hobby projects, but the dynos, the servers, they go to sleep if they're inactive.
Which means.
Which means if a business is relying on your app and their first customer in an hour tries to use it, they might hit a slow loading screen or an error while it wakes up. Not professional.
So for real income generating apps.
You absolutely have to plan for a paid Heroku plan or, another hosting provider that guarantees uptime. The free tier just isn't for production business tools.
Right. Makes sense. So that's the core stack. But the sources also talked about speeding up the coding part with AI, Cursor AI.
Yes, Cursor. It's positioned as an AI assistant inside your code editor, your IDE.
How's it different from, say, other AI tools?
The key thing is it understands your entire code base, not just the file you're in. So it can generate code that fits, find tricky bugs across files, even explain bits of code you didn't write.
So the claim is significantly faster development.
Dramatically faster, yeah. It handles some of the grunt work, fixes potential bugs early. Frees you up to think about the bigger picture.
The actual business problem you're solving.
Exactly. Which leads us to why build for businesses in the first place? What problems are we actually solving here?
The sources mentioned lots of manual tasks, inefficiencies.
Yeah, small and medium businesses often struggle with that. Spreadsheets, doing the job of a database, disconnected systems, tons of repetitive data entry, real pain points.
And a custom app built with this stack can target those specific pains.
Precisely. It's not just about cool features, it's about solving their specific workflow issue, leading to measurable results, real ROI.
Okay, let's make that concrete. The sources had examples, right?
Oh yeah, some striking ones, like an e-commerce business seeing a $50,000 to $70,000 monthly profit increase after getting a custom solution.
Wow, 50 to 70,000.
A month.
Yeah. Or a restaurant group cutting labor costs by 12%. Another business getting inventory accuracy up to 90%. These aren't small changes.
That's incredible impact. So, okay, you build something that delivers that kind of value. How do you structure the income side for yourself? It's not just one-off project fees, is it?
The sources suggest moving towards recurring revenue. Think ongoing maintenance packages, support retainers.
So you build it, but then you also support it month after month.
Right. Or even a hybrid model. Maybe you build a core product, something slightly standardized, and then offer customization or support services around that.
Like a base app plus add-ons or service tiers.
Exactly. Creates more predictable income than just jumping from project to project.
So pulling it all together, the path forward isn't just learning Node or Next or Supabase in isolation. No, it's about mastering how they integrate and, crucially, learning to spot those business problems and frame your solution in terms of the value it delivers, the ROI.
You need the tech skills, but also that business focus.
That's the key takeaway. Translate tech into tangible business benefits.
Okay, so it seems like this stack, especially boosted by something like Cursor AI, gives you a really powerful way to build solutions businesses will genuinely pay for.
Because they solve real costly problems. Success here isn't just about writing clever code, it's about making that measurable, positive impact.
So thinking about those big impacts we just talked about, tens of thousands in savings or profit, what if you focused on just one small niche, one industry you understand, and solved one really annoying, expensive problem for them? Imagine the value that could unlock, both for that business owner and, well, for you. Something to chew on.